Blog Talk Radio.
Revolution is the solution. If you work in corporate America, be a revolutionary. If you work in government, be a revolutionary. Gather material, gather information, learn everything you can. If you got a high level of security clearance, you can go in doors that other Negroes can't go in. You go in and see whatever you can see, and then bring it back to your black community so that we can be all that we can really be. Be a revolutionary in whatever you do. This chapter should grow overnight. Every one of you that is not a member should join today. What else do you do? You say, well, I'm too old. You're not too old. We need you.
That's right.
We need your wisdom.
That's
we
right.
need your maturity.
That's
you say, I'm too young. We need you. We need your fire. We need your spirit. We need your zeal. You say, well, I'm middle-aged. I'm not too young. I'm not too old. I say, you're just right.
That's right.
For what needs to be done at this time, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called the time and what must be done.
Yeah.
The time and what must be done. I want to cover the 10-point program and platform and cover a few things with you. Why is the new Black Panther Party talking about God?
Go ahead.
Some of the original Panthers angry with us because we talk about God. They say ain't no religion in the Black Panther Party. That ain't, you ain't supposed to have no religion. You're a fool.
Right.
We don't want to do nothing where God is not at the center. You will never build a mass movement among black people if you leave God out of your movement.
Right.
It's silly. That's why all kind of lumping activity can crop up. That's why we end up with tons of drugs on top of our heads. Brought in by COINTELPRO, K. Edgar Hoover. That's what I said, K. Edgar Hoover.
K.
Edgar Hoover and the modern day Hoovers.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Black Power Truth Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Anthony McLean, and the show is sponsored by NBLM. You can check out our website at blogtalkradio.com/NBLM. We'll be here every Thursday from 6 p.m. Eastern. The number to reach us, of course, is 516-453-9457. Again, that's 516-453-9457. And we're so glad that you were able to join us last week. I know we had a little technical difficulty, but as you can see, we've gotten them all squared away. We're on right on time, and our phone lines are already filled up. Our topic today is going to be on the liberation of the mind of the black nation. I want to bring in our first caller from 229 area code. First of all, thank you for joining us here on the Black Power Truth Hour. State your name. Black Power, sir. How are
black
you?
It's the national spokesman for the New Black Liberation Militia, Brother Nehemiah X.
And how are you? How are you, brother?
All is fine, sir. All is fine on this lovely day. It's nice to be on. Again, what was the topic again, Brother Anthony?
It is the liberation of the minds of the black nation. And it's in just to sort of, you know, sort of give you like sort of a lead in regards to this, you know, much has been talked about over the last 24 to 72 hours in regard to the whole thing with the immigration and, you know, babies and children being taken away from their parents. But what's always funny to me is that in this media, in this modern day media, they're always feeling like they're seeing something for the very first time. And it really isn't. If you know your history, and of course, our own history as black folks, this was a common occurrence with our ancestors when we came over.
Well, my response to that is definitely, what we see now in regards to the black man and woman and how we're treated by the white man is that we must remember that we must hold the white man accountable, but we can no longer be upset or mad that the white man is doing that which he is doing, because we know that that is in his nature. He lives by a nature of unrighteousness, and that his purpose is to always subjugate us and oppress us and never let us rise. So now, as we see the liberation of our minds, that gives us the accountability now to take control in our own destiny, you know, self-determination, Kuchi Chagaliyam, and to handle that which we may handle. Because like you just said, this is the time and what must be done. So we must always go back and see what the most honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us in regards to these things of doing, what must be done in this time. Just a little thing that I just want to start off and give. You know, I don't want to take up too much time. I just want to say what's right and get off. But again, we must give honor. I must start off by saying first, we must give honor to the divine, the God of our ancestors, and all the great worthies that have came through the line of divine. Furthermore, I must state that we must give thanks for the nation of Islam. We must give thanks for Muhammad. We must give thanks for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. We must give thanks for Louis Farrakhan, and we furthermore must give thanks for all of them for raising one up and fashioning one up, who is Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the Black Power General that is doing what said that he will do, which would be the sword of Allah. Furthermore, getting into it, liberation of the mind. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." That good and perfect will of God. Furthermore, even Surah Al-Haq, in Ayat 40 says, "Surely it is the word of an honored messenger, and it is not the word of a poet, little it is that you believe. Nor is it the word of a soothsayer, little is that that you mind. It is the revelation from the Lord of the worlds." Like I say, we just must understand that we have the self-determination. We have that in us to do what must be done in this time. So we know that the white paramilitary troops or white nationalist militia, whose culture is nothing but white supremacy and holding all of those, the original man, down, we know that they are training. So we must ask ourselves, are we training physically, mentally, and spiritually? And that's what we must do in this time. But then again, like I said, I don't want to take up too much time.
No problem, brother.
One last thing that we must drop, we must say in this time, is that lest that we forget that when we were brought here, that we were robbed of our names. Huh? Come on, does this not sound familiar? We were robbed of our names. We were robbed of our culture, our religion, our folkways, the power of our own being, our God. And even by the way that we act now, some of us have lost our minds. So we must, I repeat, we must liberate that in us, which is our mind. Because only by our mind can we really guide through and do what must be done at this time. We're operating mentally. We're not like the savage beast just operating off pure emotion. We are we are a spiritual people, but even precise, we are a mental people. And like I say, that's all I just wanted to drop on.
Well, brother, we thank you for coming on and expressing yourself. Black Power. Thank you, sir. Want to bring in we had him on last week and wanted to bring him back on again. The Minister for Defense, Brother Trey. Brother Trey, Black Power, and how are you this evening?
Black Power, brother, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. We're already way ahead of where we were last week at this time, and after all the gremlins. So I'm very pleased and very happy that we're able to have this on. You know, we didn't really get a chance to go into depth what I wanted to do in regards to introducing MBLM to folks. If you can just give us a quick synopsis of what MBL stands for and what it means to you.
Well, the New Black Liberation Militia is it's a militant organization designed to teach and train the people on how to defend themselves and their communities from every aspect of warfare that's been levied against us, from chemical, biological, agricultural, and every other offense that's designed to degrade our people. So we don't do protests and things that have proven to be ineffective, things that are still being done today. We address the issues at a core level and design comprehensible techniques to counter these issues. Black power,
sir. And, you know, as we mentioned, you know, the subject today is, you know, the liberation of the minds of the Black nation. And when you realize that you have a major manipulator sitting in at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and you see how he's able to distort the media, we're used to that. But what we're seeing even more so now, and I think this goes with what the topic is all about, how people's mind, how Black folks' mind, whether they be male or female, are still a huge part of this manipulation. Talk a little bit about that and how we really need to combat that as Black folks.
Well, you know, this past weekend was the Juneteenth holiday celebration.
Exactly.
And a lot of Black people that I've seen just social media and different places, they don't have a understanding of the Juneteenth holiday or why it's celebrated or even its origin, which has a double, it's like a double-edged razor, because Black people were physically liberated from chattel slavery. Yes, it's true. But if Abraham Lincoln were truly a great man, it wouldn't have been the Emancipation Proclamation. It would have been the Liberation Proclamation. And here's the difference. Emancipation from slavery only took the ownership of slaves from individual people and gave it to the government. So what we're dealing with is a mental slavery, where slavery, the slave master is on autopilot, because through the course of education, which isn't real education, but it's indoctrination, our people were forced to conform to a Eurocentric mind frame.
Mm-hmm.
It basically erased the Afrocentric viewpoints and morals and standards that were already built in, you know, through their culture and history. This is why the white men went through such an extensive and brutal process to erase our history so that he could then implant his own. And this is the root cause of why the mentality of our people is so European-centered. This is why we have their thoughts. We don't even, for the most part, see ourselves as beautiful because our hair isn't blonde. So that, in order to combat that, we need to resort back to the African spirituality. We need to resort back to African principles and morals and standards and ways of life, everyday way of life, we should be doing less European things and more African things to bring back the spirit of our ancestors. Black power.
Black power. And again, the whole thing of them denouncing our heritage, denouncing our past, this is something that's been going on for, that's been done basically, you know, from the days our ancestors came over here. You know, and the thing that troubles me the most is that we are still, in a sense, fighting the same battles that our ancestors fought years and years and years and years ago. And, you know, we sort of take little crumbs. You know, we have a black president. We get a black president. You know, you'll see where some of the states down south will have, like, their first black mayor or their first black female governor or what have you. And, you know, on the surface, it's okay. But if it's just peripheral stuff and it's not something that's really going to, you know, change policy, then to me it's less than cosmetic.
Well, a lot of the mental slavery that we're in, back when our ancestors were first introduced to slavery, the weapon that was used against them was fear. You live in constant fear for your life. Everything and nothing could kill you.
Right.
Even the next slave could want to be favorited by his master and just need to set you up, throw you under the bus, and he gets a better seat at the table, a bigger piece of chicken. And that's how I see a lot of these politicians and people that you mentioned earlier that are supported and propped up by white supremacy. Our black power general calls them white supremacists with chocolate skin.
Mm-hmm.
The effects of Willie Lynch were supposed to last for hundreds of years, and we're still dealing with that. And like you said, to reference the same struggle that our ancestors have been going through for the last hundreds of years, because we keep wanting to spare open warfare. There's still the fear of death that stagnates us from doing the necessary. No other people, no other nation, no other creature in nature will endure willingly for as long as we've endured what we've gone through. There will be complete and utter chaos until every single last person is dead or the oppression stops. But we happen to have inherited a certain amount of cowardice from the survivors, the people that survived slavery, you see, because the fighters, the Nat Turners and the Denmark Vesey's were killed off. They were made examples out of to keep this fierce stoked and ever present in the hearts and minds of our people. So we have to get out of fear, and the opposite of fear is love. So when we fall in love with ourselves, then we'll see that defense and protection are natural. It's the natural way of life to defend and protect yourself and your family and your children and your legacy. But until then, until we fall in love with ourselves, we'll still be dealing with the problems our ancestors dealt with. Black power.
Black power, exactly. Brother Trey, thank you again for joining us. Appreciate you. Appreciate your words. Appreciate your passion and all that. Please stay on the line to listen to the main show. This is the Black Power Truth Hour, sponsored by the New Black Liberation Militia here on blogtalkradio.com. The number to reach us at is 516-453-9457. You can also listen to the conversation at www.blogtalkradio.com/NBLM. And we got about 10 minutes or so left on the show this evening. I want to bring in the our Supreme Commander, Najib Muhammad. Commander, first
yes.
of all, thank you for joining us this evening. And
Black
I wanted
Power.
To talk about Black Power, and I wanted to talk about this subject that we're going to be discussing here, about the liberation of minds of the Black nation. You know, you heard our two previous
Yes.
Talk to me about what you feel about this.
All right. Well, in the name of the Most High African God, and give honors to all the divine words that came before us, and give honors to our Black Power General, Dr. Khaled Duke Muhammad, that his spirit lives within us, emanates in us, through us, and around us in this day and time. Well, we got to understand as a people, but not only the deaf, dumb, and blind of our people, we got to understand the still program affects the ones that is being called conscious, or saying we revolutionary, or saying we Black nationalists, because the Black people matrix control program is very serious. It's no strange conscience of the countless numbers of us as Black people are self-hating, self-doubting, perceived ourselves as being our own worst enemy. You know, we understand. We got to think, but a lot of our people, even in the movement, think favorably of whites in spite of our brutal history to the contrary. Because these prescriptions that are clearly benefit white society have been extremely indoctrinated into the minds of many Black people without even us realizing it. This is a deliberate result of the white social engineer, a Black mind through miseducation and misdirection of the media subliminal programming. Okay, there is a secret war being covertly waged against Black people by the ruling white elites, like in every other war that white elites have waged in the past. They are deploying psychological warfare against Black people. And the only way to fight that, we have to come. We have to come like as we are. And every revolutionary, I didn't say Black nationalist or pan-Africanist, I say every revolutionary Black nationalist pan-African organization. Because every seriously progressive organization that has an ideology base from which to draw inspiration and to function as a guide for the creation to power. To understand this, the new Black Liberation Militia makes known of its official ideology foundation to the Black Power Socialism. But Black Power, as we define it, includes, but it is not limited to the following principle. Okay? We understand the whole elements of us as a people with such power.
Exactly. You know, we were talking, you know, how the media manipulates. And again, it's nothing new. You know, a lot of people go, you know, whether it's out of ignorance or just out of whatever, they feel like that something new is going on. But the manipulation has been going on for years. And to me, the only difference is really just the level of manipulation. And now that we have social media, you have television, and you have all these other ways of communicating, or in this way, maybe miscommunication. I'll ask the same question I asked Brother Trey. How do we, as individual Black folks, combat this?
Well,
so they combat this,
we have to come with the philosophy, as I can say. We have to come with Afrocentric. What is it? Simple of these ideas to state, and yet the most difficult to practice. Afrocentric said the African people must begin to view the world from perspective view as African. We must see ourselves as a people who act expression, our own culture, and moral, embracing our language and society, okay? Pan-Africanism, as a philosophy, say that all Africans are one, regardless of the artificial borders, the boundaries, graphic, and political and social. As objective Pan-Africanism is the revelation of itself. All African people no longer unite as a theory or philosophy, but wholly, complete, constantly, in every way one, heart in one rhythm, breath in harmony, one single mass of self-determined power. African worldwide unify around our least common denominator, at all Africanists. Black nationalism, what is it? Simply said that those Africans who are direct descendants of the Africans kidnapped it, forced into a slave labor here in the hills of North America. The black nation must take up themselves to meet the needs of their representative community rather than continue to empower others, non-black groups and community. Black nationalism insists that we empower ourselves by doing for ourselves. It serves as a necessary first step towards the ultimate goal to power. Black liberation theology, what is it? We are not concerned so much with how or even if you choose to worship or not worship a higher power. What is most important here is, can you, as an African or an Asiatic person, see yourself as an African when you look to the holy books or texts of your belief system? Can you, as African or more Muslim, use that belief system to help build the black nation scientifically and African community in general? It has been said that you are, if your goal cannot, if your God cannot talk to you in your own language, then he is not your God. Black power.
Black power. Commander, I want to thank you for your words today. We got about a minute or so left in the show, but
yes,
I want to thank you again. I want to thank you and thank everybody for joining us here. We will be here every Thursday on blogtalkradio.com. We will be looking to expand very, very soon, but for right now, we will be here every Thursday from at 6 p.m. Eastern here on blogtalkradio.com. Again, I want to thank Commander for coming on. I want to thank Brother Trey and Brother Nehemiah as well. Again, my name is Anthony McLean. We will be back again next Thursday, again at 6 p.m. Eastern here on blogtalkradio.com. And you can also listen to us on blogtalkradio.com/MBLM. And again, thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. Black power.
I went to St. Louis, Missouri the other day. They had Black Panthers from all over the country. No one knew about it at all. They had machine guns, recoilless rifles, grease guns, Lugers, 25 of them, all armed. And the chief of police met me at the airport when I arrived, and they were there, right there at the steps. He said, "You were violating the law." "Yeah, we're violating the law." He said, "We're tired of our white and black leaders, Jackie and Martin and Bobby, being killed. We're going to protect this man while he's here." And they didn't arrest one of them. Because they said, if you arrest one, then someone's going to die, because we are ready to kill. Black power means black dignity. Just as surely as you're proud to be white, we're proud to be black. Black is beautiful, baby. It's pretty. I always say to my brothers, I say, "Baby, don't worry about the white chicks. We got everything from chalk to charcoal in our own race." You know, see? Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. Black power means dignity. Means we're going to walk side by side with you or through you. We're going to be with dignity and integrity. We don't want any more than you have, and we're not going to accept any less than you have. That's my power.